Well, let's get to the law. She's an expert on it. We have several interesting cases today for Lisa Lanier on the docket. First, a woman in South Carolina dining with her husband at a restaurant in Lake Marion, killed when a sudden gust of wind dislodged the patio umbrella and hit her in the neck and head. You know, of course, our dear friend Christy, I witnessed this. An umbrella, a beach umbrella went tumbling down the beach, got him in the ear. I've not been the same since.
No.
Very difficult for me to witness.
It was. He can't stop laughing. See, the example.
I got a cramp. I was out of breath. I was on the sand. I was laughing so hard. But first responders found her unresponsive. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, is there any kind of lawsuit that can go against the restaurant for not securing the umbrella more properly? Anything like that, Lisa? What are you thinking in this case?
They, under South Carolina premises liability law, you can go after a restaurant for failing to anchor or secure an umbrella when a storm is approaching or when it gets windy. In general, you know, you want to have an umbrella secured in some kind of a very, you know, very anchored
yes.
situation or a strong base or something, because this happens all the time, especially in South Carolina. It happens a lot in South Carolina. And here, the point, a lot of those, especially if you have the kind that are a beach umbrella, they have like a sharp point. Well, here, the umbrella, like the shaft of the umbrella, the pole part, struck her in the carotid artery in her neck, which is a major artery, and it severed it. And so she bled out in a matter of seconds.
Oh, my God. That is so awful.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that is a one in a million shot there, too.
And she's just eating lunch.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought something like that could happen?
They're at, the Driftwood Grill, home of the Lazy Gator. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there looking out at Lake Marion. And next thing you know, she's just bleeding out. Well, you know, you think about, like, that story you told about Chris Dim, you know, it got his ear, but look how close. That's like 2 inches from his carotid artery.
That's true. That's right. It was like it happened in slow motion, too. You know how slow he is.
Yes.
And
that umbrella's going to hit him.
I just was staring at him. Now, I was drunk. And then, you know, somebody else said, we should do something. And I said, we should have some more beers. Look at this. I've gone through a tragedy.
I think he needs to go to the hospital.
I bet he does. Well, he went.
Yes.
He went to the hospital. Later, he had the funniest bandage I've ever seen on. It was like a Ziploc bag blown up over the side of his ear and then a big bandage around it. And it was like a little ear pillow.
Yeah. Lisa, my theory is that they did that to him because they couldn't believe he came in for that little cut.
Yeah, for the ear, right.
So they said, hey, let's really do up guy in room 3.
They should have given him one of those like sanitary napkin looking things like President Trump had to wear.
Yeah. Yes. 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 That was a similar injury. That little nick to the ear. Now, of course, the rest of us were so concerned. You can only imagine the things we were saying after he left.
Yeah.
What an event. My God, it was terrible. What a tragedy. This really is. I mean, it is awful. I cannot believe this happened. And like they're saying, the witnesses need grief counseling. It was so
bad. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Imagine you're just eating and you see a woman get hit and bleed out right in front of you.
Lisa's right. That's seconds.
Absolutely awful. There's another injury here in the news. There is a woman named Laura Clary. She's a comedian. And she says she was at home with her children when her 600-pound refrigerator tipped on top of her, tipped over toward her. Biggie says, how bad did you want the food? Woman was hungry. It pinned her between the refrigerator and her kitchen island, and she was unable to push it off of herself. They called 911. Firefighters came, and she was okay. She had no broken bones. She had severe bruising. But she says because of faulty installation, it fell on her in the first place, and she's considering legal action. Is this just like an accident and things like this happen, or does she have a case here, Lisa?
Well, so what happened was her kid climbed up the refrigerator like it was a Jungle Gym, and when he did, it moved it. It shifted it. He's lucky it didn't fall on him.
Yeah, really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's different.
Yep. So then because it moved it and it shifted it out of its position, she was trying to move it back into its original position, and when she did that, it fell on her. And I imagine she was probably kind of trying to walk it back or rock it back, which is what a lot of people do with a big item like that, and that's pretty common for those big things to fall over. You see this a lot with like vending machines and stuff. Goes up to buy something and their item like hangs and it doesn't come out and they start shaking the machine. Next thing you know, it falls on them. And that's actually pretty common. But here, she's very lucky. She was pinned between the refrigerator and her kitchen island. And she had, funny thing I thought was she texted her ex-husband, no response. He didn't help her at all.
I'm trapped under the fridge.
Right.
I'm going to let that one lie.
Right. He's like, you'd do anything to get me back over there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I can't breathe.
So I wait this one out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't believe her. So, but then three firefighters came, got her unpinned, took her to the hospital. The good news is she's fine. No broken bones, nothing, just sore. So I don't think she needs to bring a lawsuit because she doesn't have a real injury.
I agree.
Yeah, no.
Not to mention, I think the kid climbing up on the thing makes it different. I didn't know that detail. That's different.
Yeah. And I know a man, Lisa. Mm. He's sitting across from me who has, I mean, done brutal things to a vending machine.
If I die in the workplace, it'll be the vending machine falling
the
on
vending
me.
Machine.
There was one morning that it came close.
Well, the damn M&Ms were hung up.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear them floors away.
I wanted to. Well, people came running. They were like, what in the hell?
Uh-huh.
You know what happened one time? The M&Ms were hanging, and I rocked it back. This was like after a boarding show, so there's a lot of people here. And it's like, boom, 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 boom. And finally they fall, and I get them and everything. And it's a huge loud noise through the whole place. Well, old nosy Scott comes running in. He didn't work anymore. He came around. He goes, what in the hell happened in here? I said, nothing. I don't know.
Did you hear something?
I didn't hear any of that. I don't know.
You're crazy, man.
He's like, something's going on in here. And I was like, I
got to get out of this place. I'm hearing stuff, man.
When that happens basement. To me, I just buy another one and then I have two.
Oh, no.
It'd fall on me and kill me.
Yeah,
so.
Right, yeah, no. For me, that would kill me. No, I don't do that.
Oh, he'd text me and I wouldn't believe him. Or maybe I just waited out. Biggie, I'm ducking in the vending machine.
Nowadays, a lot of vending machines have a credit card swiper thing.
So yes.
Back in the day, it was always like you scrounged up your 75 cents and put it in there.
That's right.
And now you don't have 75 cents to get another one, you know?
So exactly.
You got to get that one. You got to get that one to fall out.
Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't have it always. I was scrounging in the car to get 75 cents out there. How about this one? A very odd circumstance. We have audio from long ago that we just enjoy hearing from time to time. Many years ago, there was a guy and his healthcare worker on the way to his appointment, and there was a dog in the truck with him. They were stopped in Oklahoma waiting for a train to pass. The dog stepped on the gun and shot the healthcare worker, but on the 911 call, the older guy did not seem that concerned.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. We had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
The dog shot her?
Yeah. She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good. Settle down.
Come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know.
Come on.
So you've been shot.
Not that big a deal. Well, the dog shot her. Now, in this case, in Nebraska, a dog was left inside a truck while its owners went inside a gas station. The dog stepped on a shotgun, and one of the shotgun pellets hit a bystander who was stopped at a stoplight in the arm. And now... Is there any charge for that? Is the owner going to be charged for leaving this firearm unprotected? And can this woman get some sort of legal, you know, her medical bills paid or something? Lisa, what happens in this case?
So they could be charged. The dog owner could be charged. The gun owner could be charged.
Yep.
But they have not. So Nebraska law enforcement, they said that they were not filing any charges, but they sent out a public reminder that it is illegal to transport a loaded shotgun. And so I think they're just going to let... The woman can go after the man that owned the gun, you know, for negligence. And it would be interesting because his car insurance actually might be liable for it because, you know, it wasn't an intentional act. It was just negligence. It involved the use of a motor vehicle. Some jurisdictions have said that the accidental discharge of a firearm does not fall under your auto policy, and some say it does. So she'll probably try that first, and otherwise, then she can just go after him individually.
Yeah, I think she should. Okay. So basically, what Nebraska is saying collectively is, come on.
Come on. It's a shotgun.
You're fine. You're not just shot with a shotgun.
How about that guy? She's bleeding pretty bad.
That's a big deal.
I don't feel so good.
Tougher than
come
that.
Come on, darling.
You're all right. You're tougher than that now, sweetheart. Come on.